Well, you see, I have never maintained that the administration deliberately misled. I think they misled themselves, that we can see. And then they misled the world. Well, they looked, as Mr. Bush did, he looked at the extension of a roof or something that had been connected to the nuclear activities in the past. It was in the order of 2002. And he said, what more evidence do you need? Well, this was a satellite picture, and the Iraqis quickly invited journalists, and there was nothing under the roof. So he misled himself, clearly, that this was it. They took things as that they saw as conclusive. And satellite imagery is not so easy to judge. What defectors tell you may also not be so easy to judge. So I think they misled themselves. They were not critically thinking of. They wanted to come to these conclusions. It's like the witch hunters of the 17th century. David Kaye had said that we were all wrong. That was also wrong, because we were not wrong. We did not say that there aren't any weapons of mass destruction, partly because of the being cautious, as I noted a while ago. You can never, to prove the negative, that there is not, that nothing exists. You cannot do it intellectually. Mm-hmm. But you can say that you've been all over. As I often say, we've been to 700 sites in 500 different places. And we've been to several dozens of sites given to us by intelligence and claimed by intelligence to be the best. Mm-hmm. And we didn't find anything. And we asked ourselves, if that was the best, what was the rest?
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the New York Times story today on North Korea. Governor Richardson, who's from New Mexico, went to North Korea, and he said yesterday that North Korea remains fully committed to return to nuclear disarmament talks in November and has shown flexibility on the water reactor there. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that's positive. It was rumored to be one of the thornier issues when they came from Beijing last time. In fact, the original U.S. position, as we know, was one that was totally negative to having anything nuclear whatever in North Korea. I don't think they couldn't possibly have meant that they should be deprived North Koreans of nuclear medicine or nuclear agriculture. And I think Rose Gottemiller wrote as much in somewhere, Washington Post or wherever it was. But the other parties to these talks in Beijing seem to have had a much more flexible attitude. The South Koreans had come with a proposal that they would deliver the amount of electricity, was an amount that was equivalent to what the Iraqis would have produced. Mm-hmm. But still, either the Russians and the Chinese, I suppose, were more open to this. Mm-hmm. And I doubt very much that this was a bottom line, that the U.S. absolutely could not go along with it, because they had once, after all, gone along with helping to bring about these reactors. So the question was rather when and how do you do it, and there has to be a sequencing of things, both sides, and what the North Koreans do and what the U.S. and Koreans and others do, because there's not a trust, and I don't think there's any reason for trust. We can just stand up and say, now we trust each other. It will have to come slowly. So there has to be a phasing in of the different actions. And the North Korean flexibility that appears to exist, according to Richardson, I think that's positive.